Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:20 British Summer Time, and gosh, this really has been an exciting day in the markets for really a number of reasons, because a lot of these commodities, ones that really I would have expected to be weaker in here today, for example, oil and natural gas are actually in positive territory. And gold is almost sitting on a key reversal right now, that is on the spot. So, I think I'll start with equities though, and equities did have a very good day in Asia and Europe today. The Nikkei was up 233 points at 1.77%, and Australia also had a very good day, breaking up out of that short-term range we've seen recently, and it's up about 0.25%. So really good action in Asia, and you'll see those charts from Korea as well. In the chart library, or sorry, in the comment of the day today, Europe had a fantastic day. The CAC stormed up. It was up just 2%, exactly 2%. I shouldn't say just 2%. Up 89 points, so making a new high there and breaking up out of this range. The DAX was up 2.37%, up 115 points. Not a new high, still below that 5,000 level, but with that kind of action, you'd have to assume that 5,000 is not going to be much of a barrier tomorrow. And a lot of these other European indices were also up over 1%. Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the Dow Jones Euro Stoxx 50 was also up over 1%. Canada was also doing ro or is doing rather well right now. It's up over 1% as well. However, because we've had these resurgent prices, particularly in the energy sector, I think that is dampening the U.S. stock markets a little bit. The Dow is currently up 28 points, S&P's up 1.25, and the Nasdaq's up nearly 5. That's well off the highs of the day. I think at one point the S&P was up 7 or 8 points, and the Dow was up almost 100. So, with oil and natural gas, they had been quite low today, and I'll tell you the prices in a second, but with those prices firming up, that may well be putting a little bit of a headwind in front of these stock markets. What is important though is that following that pretty good action on the stock markets on Friday, they have held at their August lows more or less. So that's reasonably good activity, and there's a chance we might see some further ranging. And thinking about the Wall Street leash effect, that means that it's going to give that added it's going to leave the reins out on a lot of international markets to advance. So getting on now to the energy sector. Well, oil is currently up 66 cents. It's at 64.85 on the front month. It has been as low as 62.65, so has been more than $2 down from where it is right now, but up on the day. And natural gas had been as low as 12.20. That was down nearly 500 points, but it's currently up 15 at the moment at 12.84. It's actually right above where I sold it on Friday, but I have no regrets on that one because this really is a volatile baby. So we are seeing a steadying up of these energy markets. Now, there are some people out there looking at the oil contract and they're saying, is that a head and shoulders? Well, if we saw it break down from this level, then there would be definitely some bit of added argument to say that it was a head and shoulders pattern. We don't really talk about head and shoulders here. It doesn't really fall into our terms of reference, and I think I'd be amazed really if we saw any significant declines on the oil price. Anything, I think if we do see any declines, the biggest we could possibly hope for would be about down to $50, and I'm not sure we're going to see that at all. On some of these other commodities, the industrial metals are really doing very well. Lead is currently up 32, so at 952, and that is putting in some really quite impressive dynamics right now. I mean, it was only, I think, middle of last week we saw that first good upward dynamic, and then we had another good one. I think what day was that? It was on the 21st, and then again today, up 32 points today, breaking through 950. This is a really resurgent lead price, and it is looking very good on the chart patterns. We've had a problem with the way that we can trade the LME metals. I've never done it myself, but I certainly intend to start, and I'm going to be changing broker to do that. I think there's only one broker in London who offers spread trading on the LME metals, and that's IG Index. I used to trade with them before, and I moved to City Index because I thought that the spreads were a little bit tighter. Since then, I've heard that the spreads have come in a bit, so I think I'll be chopping and changing brokers and trying to get the best price I can from now on. But they do LME metals, and I'll be opening my a credit account with them in the next couple of days. I think I'll start trading. I'm very keen to get into lead after the next pullback. Copper is also doing really very well on in the US traded high grade copper. It's at 173.90, up over $4. I'm just going to pull up the screen that shows me all the other metal prices. Nickel is up 250 at 13,900. Tin is down 75, so that's a bit disappointing. Still below that 7,000 level, hanging around there. If you look at the really long-term monthly chart of tin, 7,000 really is a key level. If we're to break back above that, I think that would be a good signal that it's a buy. Zinc still in a contango, but up 40, so testing the highs there around 1451, and aluminium up 27, also a very good chart pattern. The agriculturals are fairly weak in here today. Corn is down 2.5, and soybeans down 6.25. So soybeans really has given up that support around 600, and I think I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it down around the 500 level. And at 500, it probably is a very strong buy. And I'm just looking at natural gas here on the December contract. It's up 23 at 1340. So that is really quite resurgent here at this point in time. Now, the bonds got hit in here again today, and that was really on the expectations that we were going to have these falling oil prices, and that was going to support the economy, and that we didn't have this massive devastation from Hurricane Rita. So that wasn't going to be any great barrier to the economy, and it means that they're probably going to keep raising rates, so bond prices are coming off. We're at 114.21. That's down 16 at the moment. So there's really not an awful lot of support there. Well, there is support around 114, but whether it's going to hold or not, I'm not at all sure of that. I would be surprised if it holds this time round, given the very feeble rally we had last week. Bunds are off as well. They're at down 122.77. That's 0.63. There's a lot of commonality in the fixed income market, so the JGBs were down quite heavily this morning. I haven't looked at them since then, and yes, they're down a tenth of a point at 138.50 as we speak. Now, the next big thing is what the dollar is doing, and the dollar index has been really all over the place today. It's currently sitting almost flat on the day at 89.21. Now, that action we saw on Friday was a fairly emphatic breakout or breakthrough of the resistance that we've seen since mid-August. So there's every chance that we're going to go up and test those highs we saw in July. As long as we have this strong dollar, that is going to be a headwind for gold. But well, gold has been rallying really rather well recently into the dollar rally, and I certainly hope that continues, because I've got far too big a position in gold. I think I bought really rather too much of it up around 473, and I would very much like to be able to get out of it without losing any money. So you can imagine what I was. There was a certain amount of fingernail biting, so to speak, going on this morning when it was down around 462.30 on the December contract. It's rallied up quite a bit since then. I'm quite happy to stay in it though, because I am a believer that gold is in a secular bull market, and that this is a significant breakout. Unfortunately, I haven't traded it well, so I've become a little bit over leveraged. Not entirely over leveraged, so I can still afford to stay in the trade. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all you'd like to ask, or if there's anything you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you for your time.